This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see the new Jets report?
What?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, wait, let me guess.
It's better than you could imagine.
Somebody's pissed off at Aaron Rodgers finally.
The report yesterday was from The Athletic.
Hold on.
No, this is good.
Hold on.
You're going to love this.
Oh, yeah.
The report was yesterday that following their week four loss to the Denver Broncos, Woody Johnson went to coaches and told him to bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Tyrod Taylor. And the coaches looked at him like, you serious?
He can see what I see.
He's like, he's holding us back. This is the report. Woody Johnson went to them. He said, start Tyrod Taylor.
And they said no?
They said no. He said, we lose the locker room. We can't do it. What happens the next week? Saleh gets fired.
Dang. So it's like a direct result of, like, I told you to bench him. He played poorly. Now this is on you.
Wait, play? He didn't have one. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Aaron Rodgers has not had a bad game.
Juicy.
A good week for him is when he throws for 200 yards.
That is a good week.
That man didn't pay $50 million a year for that.
Mm.
Especially when somebody would say, we get Aaron Rodgers. We got this. We got that. We're going to be awesome.
The game they lost after that was to the Vikings. They lose to Sam Darnold. I'm sure that didn't go over. I'm sure that didn't go over well.
That's rough.
Whose fault is that, though, Woody? I don't know.
Whoa, This Dalton Neck connect.
No, I'm turning off TV. I got to turn it off.
He's too distracted.
I'll turn off TV.
Dude, I'm just doing a show with my friends.
Yeah, but you're everywhere.
I'm using my
you're like,
okay.
You know? Like,
you.
Although it was upsetting.
You're just reading the television.
Yeah.
And one of them went from the most 1,500-yard season since Barry Sanders to, ooh, connect last night.
It's fluid, baby. It's fluid.
It's not fluid.
It's fluid, baby.
It's not fluid.
Just have a little fun.
All right. Nope. All right. Fine. Go. Do your shit.
I just thought you'd celebrate that more.
Just let us celebrate. Everybody got on me for being an Aaron Rodgers hater, and I said, I got nothing against Aaron Rodgers. I just see this. I see what's coming.
I kept saying it.
Nobody believed me. Everybody kept calling me a hater, and now we're here.
Yeah, but the owner, that's funny.
The owner was off a ship quicker than me.
He was.
But I told you.
Man.
What do you think 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to look like with a torn Achilles? Why doesn't that beat science? Don't beat science.
If that report is true, I guess we got to apologize to Aaron Rodgers because it just seems like that Woody Johnson did just fire Saleh for not listening to him.
Oh, so like
so
you're
why,
saying that.
So wait, so why? Oh, you said it was
Aaron Rodgers.
I think we were all under the impression that Aaron Rodgers got Saleh fired.
Right. If Aaron Rodgers would have gotten fired, he would have been on the bench.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
So now.
The drama.
Now we got to apologize because he was the one that probably kept around for a couple of weeks.
Aaron Rodgers is just neutrally sucked.
However.
No pull.
However, regardless of what the situation was.
Why didn't he hug him then?
His play was going to get somebody fired.
It's getting everybody fired.
Yes.
Should have got the offensive coordinator fired.
It
Why?
Did.
Before
it did.
I'm saying like before Saleh.
It did.
Oh, that,
wasn't it before
that was
Saleh
before?
Changed coordinator?
They talked about it, and then it ended up happening anyway. So
yeah.
I think Saleh thought about it. This is all, if you believe this report, this is all happening while the guy wants to bench Aaron Rodgers.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem, right? You can evaluate a situation. You can look at the situation. But if you can't be honest about the situation, you can't fix it. So while everybody's talking about the coach, the offensive coordinator, the plays. They brought in players. They brought in his guy. Was anybody afraid except the owner to say, hey, from where I'm looking, it's the quarterback.
He can't get away from anybody.
Nobody would say that.
So I think he's right, though. The locker room would have been lost. Not because Aaron Rodgers was doing great.
Oh, dude, that would have been crazy.
Wait.
You bench him week four?
Bench him. Wait. Mind you, they were coming off a couple of wins. Like, here, they were only 2-2 at the time.
Let me ask you this question.
And still, Woody Johnson was like,
wait. How much worse would they have been if they benched him?
Oh, not much.
Not
right.
Much worse.
So, what are you talking about?
But that's in retrospect. At the time, I can understand if we bench this guy.
Even at the time,
they're giving up week four.
But if the owner realized what he was seeing.
Yeah, he was right.
He was right.
Yep.
And furthermore,
I wish someone else warned us about Aaron Rodgers.
Furthermore, it's his money.
That's the craziest part. That's the craziest part. That as the owner, you're like, hey, I don't want this to happen. And they're like, we're going to override you.
And yeah, override.
So, oh, yeah. Right. Well, now you're all fired.
No. It's. This is like. Even, and I'll give you a perfect example. Even when Joe Flacco took over last year, I had questions. Right? We had questions. And he came out and he threw the ball all over the place and it was awesome. But then when you look at the numbers at the end, he was 13 touchdowns, 8 picks. Mm-hmm. Right? So he was still Joe Flacco, but it was so much better than what was happening.
But Cleveland's in the same situation because they really never benched Deshaun Watson.
No. Never.
You know, like that's it, that, and I mean that coach very clearly does want to bench him and has to go up there because that's kind of the reverse. That owner is not accepting defeat on that.
But the problem is right. The problem is that was it the owner who made the overall decision? That's what that the thing about decisions that happen in an organization. You never know who's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did the owner come in and say I want him? Was it the coach? Was it the GM? You don't know who it was. And then that kind of determines what happens when it doesn't work. But if it's the owner, like, you would look pretty bad if you decided, I'm going to get this guy. He's terrible. And then you fire everybody. That's low budget right there.
Crazy. Take a break. Tua, Dolphins. Gotta get over something. It's next.